Hi, welcome. This is day three of Mix, the morning after the party, and we have Jonathan here from eBay and Raj from Microsoft. So, Jonathan, we know that eBay started working with Internet Explorer 8 more than 1 year ago now.
Yeah.
So can you tell us something more about the features they implemented so far?
Sure. So we implemented three features for IE8. The first one was visual search, the second was accelerator, and finally we also implemented web slices. And I can walk you through it.
Sure, please.
So let me show you visual search first. So what we have here is once you click into the search bar, you can actually start typing your query. So let's look for a zoom. Mm-hmm. So as you see, as I type, we get suggestions, text suggestions surfaced. And after you hit the fourth keyword, we'll actually show popular items with thumbnails. So this kind of really gives user an idea of what's cool and interesting on the site, and hopefully will inspire the shopping activity.
Okay. And what about the accelerator instead?
Sure. So let's say you're on a website and you're reading about Rock Band, right, as you do, and you want to find out a little bit more about how much Rock Band is, what there is on eBay. So you can highlight the text you want, click on the accelerator icon, and then if you hover over search with eBay, you'll get a preview of what your items look like, and you can flick between the buy it now and auction tabs. And then finally, you can actually go in to the eBay site and actually view all the items.
So we've seen like visual search and accelerators, and can you show us like a web slice?
Sure. So this is a preview site, but we'll actually have it on the core eBay site in the coming weeks. So if you do a search for, let's say, Zoom again, simply by hovering over the search results, you'll see the accelerator icon, which indicates that you can subscribe to this item information. So I'm interested in this particular Zoom here. So I'm going to click on the accelerator icon, and I'm going to add it to my favorites bar. And as you see with the glow, it's been added to my favorites bar. And by clicking on the item here, I can actually find out an at-a-glance view of what's happening to that particular item. It's kind of like a watching an item, but in a light manner.
And you know that with web slices, you can set like the exploration for the web slice. So is this like binded to the data of the exploration on the auction?
It is. So once the auction or the buy now item expires or gets sold, then the actual web slice will expire as well.
Great.
So Jonathan, can you talk to us a little bit about the business benefits and how some of the IE8 features around like visual search, accelerator, and web slices enable your eBay business?
Of course. So it's really all about giving a richer experience to the user and actually reaching out to the user. So even if they're not on the eBay site, they have eBay functionality at the click of a mouse. So by having eBay search in the visual, eBay visual search in the search bar, that will hopefully drive sort of further engagement between the browser and the eBay site. Equally with Accelerator, the user can just browse around the web, find something they're interested in, and then without having to go to the eBay site, they can just quickly get an idea of what's happening on for a particular keyword on the eBay site, and then go to eBay and find out a little bit more information. Equally, I think web slices will hopefully increase customer engagement by having items the user's interested in, the customer's interested in the favorites bar, so they can just keep an eye on the items that actually matter to them.
Very good.
So you mentioned that like right now we are looking at like a staging environment, something like a test environment.
Yeah.
How did the process work? I mean, did you start from here and now you're moving to the core site, right? How did the development process work? Was it like a long process to develop? I mean, eBay must be a huge site. So how are you going to implement and embed those features in the site?
So the visual search and accelerator was actually implemented in the space of a few days. Mm-hmm. We've tweaked it a little bit to make the experience slightly more based on feedback. But we used eBay's APIs, which are really powerful and open to developers. And we had a sort of middleware server which took the data from the APIs, packaged it up in the open search format, and outputted the data based on the queries. Mm-hmm. So for us, it was actually very, very quick to build.
Great. So this is the visual search.
Yes.
And instead
and
of
an
like
accelerator, yeah.
And accelerators. Yeah. What about like the web slices? Do you have like to rebuild the page, the layout of the page, or you just like embed the web slice on existing content?
So we're actually embedding the web slice in existing content. We're just putting the markup code in the search results. And all we're then doing is, based on the item ID of the item that you subscribe to, mm-hmm. we then generate, like a simple HTML page, the actual web slice content.
And this is like a staged environment, and you said that we will have soon like the
yeah,
features
soon.
On the core environment.
Yeah, it'll be rolling out in a matter of weeks from next.
Right.
So following the success of the IE8 features over the last 13 months or so, eBay has also implemented a custom add-in, which is kind of taking some of the best features of IE8 and with the richness of Silverlight. And Jonathan, can you talk to us a little bit more about that and give us a demo?
Sure. So we wanted to create an experience for Internet Explorer users who are passionate eBay users, so passionate buyers and casual sellers. And we really wanted to sort of have a really integrated eBay experience within the browser and within the desktop as well. So basically, we built what we call the eBay sidebar, which allows you to sort of to view my eBay data and information at a glance, so the things you're buying, watching, and selling, where the user can actually pull information from the site as and when they need it. And we also have a desktop feature, which is alerts, which pushes information to the user so that if you've been outbid or if a buy it now item is about to end, you'll be informed of this, mm-hmm. regardless of whether your browser's open or closed. So let me show you the sidebar powered by Silverlight. So here you see in IE8, we have the eBay button, which has got simple navigation to the site, so you can quickly navigate to the homepage, the My eBay site, and give feedback. So by clicking on the button, you toggle on and off the sidebar. And so it's got the items you're buying, selling, and watching. So, for example, here are my ended items. I unfortunately didn't win the 3 collectible California raisins, but what can you do about that? So let's say I want to go and view only the items I've won. I just click on the one filter, and you can clearly see the items that I've won, and then I can remove the filter. And by using Silverlight, we can really have a really enhanced user experience in a very, very confined space. And we can have quick animations that give you cues that data's changed, that your filters have changed, and we can really condense the information that the user sees. But in a way that doesn't feel like you're trying to put too much information in there.
So the whole sidebar has been built with Silverlight.
Yes.
But what's behind that? I mean, the sidebar, is it talking with the page, or mm-hmm. is it talking with another service? How it does interact with your website?
Right. So we actually have a background service that's running, which actually talks to two components. It talks to both the sidebar, and it also talks to the alerts function in the notifications area. And that background service has got the eBay business logic, which is all based on our open APIs, which basically subscribes to the API, gets information about the My eBay things that you're buying, the My eBay data about things you're selling, mm-hmm. And also connects to our client alerts API, which is a very lightweight set of API calls where you can find out if there's been a change to a particular item you've subscribed to. Mm-hmm.
And is there any way to interact between the sidebar and the content of the page, like any drag and drop or anything, any advanced feature?
Yeah, you actually can. That's it's one of our cool features here. So let me do a search for Rock Band from the sidebar. And the search query goes straight to the eBay site. And then, let's see, I think I'm interested in the game. So I'll just drag and drop the link and drop it into the sidebar.
And now what's happening is that like you're calling your public API and the service is synchronizing
yes.
with your local data, and we will see the item in the sidebar
yeah.
because it becomes part of your profile.
It becomes part of the profile, uh-huh. exactly.
And what has been the development process for the sidebar?
Yeah. So we specced out the requirements, and we really focused on the user experience. So we used Silverlight, a company that focuses on design and user experience, but they really know Silverlight very, very well, called Splendid. And we created the whole end-to-end experience, so from the download banners you see to the first-run experience to the actual interaction within the sidebar. And it was great having a user experience, a design agency that understands Silverlight, because it meant that we could really sort of surface the best features and really make the most out of the Silverlight UI. And we also had a third party called Glaxstar, who specialize in browser development. And interestingly, they've never actually developed on Silverlight before. But the feedback was that, you know, within the space of a few weeks, they actually had the whole UI working. So they found it very, very quick to develop.
That's interesting. And during this development, did you go like through other technologies? Did you evaluate other possible way to do this?
We did. We looked at using Ajax within the sidebar. We wanted to have a richer experience, and actually using Silverlight made the UI component a lot simpler to develop and a lot more iterative. And we also looked at WPF, but I think in the end, Silverlight offered the best solution in terms of distribution, in terms of actually having a small download that would work.
And I think
simply,
I think it just looks great. And as far as I know, this could be like the first Silverlight sidebar
really?
I ever
great.
Seen. Yeah, so it's really a great job here. Yeah,
it's very exciting.
So Jonathan, this is great. Where do I go download this?
So we really want Channel 9 viewers' feedback, and we're going to have a beta node available in the next week or so. And please download it and give us your feedback.
Okay, thanks for coming here today.
Thank you for having me.
And see you next time.